today's contestants, an adjunct professor from New York, New York, Chris Sundering. An OBGYN from San Diego, California, Nicole Economou. And our returning champion, a retired school psychologist from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Sid Katz, whose one-day cash winnings total $25,874. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. As you just heard, Sid, most impressive on yesterday's program. Not bad for a retired gentleman. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. Nicole, Chris, welcome aboard, and let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round. Take a look. Here are the categories for you. Starting off with U.S. geography. Next, we deal with classic rock and roll quotes. That's followed by On Time. We're talking about Time magazine here, and in particular, the cover of Time magazine. Abbreviated ABC comes next, then sipping on gin and or juice. You know, that's old school. Sid, start us.
That's old school for 200.
Built in 1752, Connecticut Hall is the oldest building on the campus of this university. Chris.
What is Yale?
Right.
Let's go to U.S. geography for 600.
Here's this California island and its famous Art Deco casino, used not for gambling, but as an event venue. Sid.
Catalina?
Yes, Santa Catalina.
U.S. geography for 400.
In a 1980 eruption, it lost about 1,000 feet off its top. Sid.
What is Mount St. Helens?
Yes.
Geography 800.
Seneca is the deepest of this group of lakes in New York State. Nicole.
What are the Finger Lakes?
You got them.
U.S. geography for 1,000.
A tributary of the Ohio, the Wabash River forms a 200-mile section of the boundary between these two states. Sid.
What are Pennsylvania and West Virginia?
Nope. Nicole.
What is Illinois and Indiana?
You got the right states.
U.S. geography 200.
Apalachee Bay is the eastern edge of this section of Florida, stretching 200 miles west. Sid.
What is the panhandle?
Yes.
That's old school, 400.
Founded by an ex-president in 1819, this state school gave its first law degree in 1842. Talking about the University of Virginia. Sid, back to you.
Old school, 600.
Tennyson attended this college at Cambridge University. There's a college with the same name in Dublin. Sid.
What is Trinity?
Trinity, you're right.
Old school 800.
It was founded in Paris's Latin Quarter as a theological college in the 1250s and named for its founder. Nicole.
What is the Sorbonne?
Good.
Old school for 1,000.
Chartered near the end of the 17th century, this two-named college severed formal ties with Britain in 1776. Sid.
What is William and Mary?
Right.
Gin or juice, 200.
Ah, okay. Made from a plum that dries without spoiling, this juice is a good source of potassium, antioxidants, and vitamins. Nicole.
What is prune juice?
Right.
Rock and roll quotes for 200.
This quiet Beatle looked back on his whirlwind pop days and noted, "We were the Spice Boys." Sid.
It was George Harrison.
Yep.
Rock and roll 4.
Clapton said, "You never told me he was that good," after this lefty guitarist got on stage to jam with Cream. Sid.
It was Jimi Hendrix.
He's the one.
600.
It doesn't matter whether you win or lose, it's how good you looked, said this Van Halen frontman in 1984. And his name is David Lee Roth. Back to you, Sid.
Rock and roll for 8.
Told the police are here, Keith Richards said, "We panicked, flushed everything. It was Stuart Copeland and this man." Nicole.
Who is Sting?
Sting, right you are.
Rock and that roll.
Hang on just a sec. You're at 3,600 in the lead. We have to take a break for this. Chris Sundering. is an adjunct professor from New York City who's a member of a bar trivia team. Your team has done very well. You won the New York City championship how many times?
We've won three different championships in two different leagues, two different trivia leagues, and we were in the one of the local newspapers.
Okay. Nicole Economou from San Diego, California, OBGYN, currently obsessed with something. What?
My cat.
Why?
It came time for us to adopt a pet. We adopted a cat named Wolf, and he has turned me into a crazy cat lady.
I won't ask what that means. All right, Sid Katz is our champion. He's a retired school psychologist. A lot of people think the learning experience is for young people only. What would you say to them, Sid?
I would disagree. It's just a little harder as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But the sky's the limit.
Yeah, okay, good. You did well yesterday. You're doing well today. Let's get back into this. Nicole has command of the board. She has the lead at the moment. Go ahead.
Rock and roll quotes for 1,000.
Going through changes at his 50th birthday in 1997, he said, I don't know where I'm going from here, but I promise I won't bore you. Sid?
It was David Bowie.
Correct.
ABC 200.
In names of U.S. TV networks, ABC stands for this company. Sid?
What is the American Broadcasting Company?
Correct.
ABC 400.
In some states, the ABC is an organization charged with the control of these drinks. Chris?
What are alcoholic drinks?
Yes.
ABC for 600.
In 1895, the ABC, or American This Sport Congress, was organized in New York City and helped standardize the game's rules. Chris.
What is badminton?
No. Sid.
What is boxing?
No. What is bowling? Back to you, Chris.
ABC for 800.
Answer there. Daily double. So it didn't cost you anything except a little bit of money.
Let's make it 1,000.
All right. In the Anglican Church, ABC refers to this high personage.
Who is the Archbishop of Canterbury?
You are right, and you're back on the board on the plus side. Go again.
Let's finish the category, ABC.
If you're a salesman, ABC refers to this hard sell strategy. Chris.
What is always be closing?
Good.
Let's try gin and juice, 400.
A martini's sweeter cousin. A classic gimlet includes London Dry Gin and Roses This Juice. Sid.
What is lime?
Yes.
Gin 600.
This drink with a man's full name has lemon juice, sugar, club soda, a cherry, an orange slice, and oh yeah, gin. Sid.
What is a Tom Collins?
That's right.
Gin 800.
Let's toss around this alliterative drink, created in a hotel off the Malay Peninsula. Gin and cherry brandy are its prime stars. Chris.
What is a Mai Tai?
No. Nicole.
What is a Rob Roy?
No. What is a Singapore Sling? Less than a minute now, Sid.
Gin 1,000.
A trendy, healthy juice drink with two plant names. It's 70% chlorophyll. Chris.
What is wheatgrass?
Good.
On time for 200.
The April 9th, 1965 cover featured a doghouse, a piano, and five characters from this comic strip. Nicole.
What is peanuts?
Yes.
Time for 400.
An American tragedy and system failure were September 2005 cover lines about this Louisiana disaster. Chris.
What is Hurricane Katrina?
Correct.
On time for 600.
The Good Son was the June 12, 2017 cover description of this son-in-law with access to the president. Sid.
It was Jared Kushner.
Correct. And with that, you have $2,000 more than Chris. He's going first to start Double Jeopardy when we come back.
Due to unforeseen developments with COVID-19, the 2020 iHeartRadio Music Awards have been postponed. The Fox 45 contest has now been canceled. We apologize for the inconvenience.
2 days in a row, a fairly close match to get things going on Jeopardy. Chris, you're picking first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Medicine Men. Characters in Moby Dick. Yeah, Herman Melville. And then what happened? Animal phrases, alliterative actresses, and finally, languages and dialects. Start.
Medicine men for 1,200.
Barry Marshall won a 2005 Nobel Prize for proving that peptic V's are an infectious bacterial disease. Nicole.
What are ulcers?
Right.
Medicine men for 1,600.
A medical milestone came when Dr. John Snow traced an outbreak of this disease in Victorian London to a single water pump. Chris?
What is cholera?
Yes.
Medicine men 2,000.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right, for 8,400, if you are correct. A 2019 surgery on a 60-year-old woman revealed a nearly 50-year-old mitral valve that this South African man had implanted.
Who is Jarvik?
No, who is Dr. Christian Barnard? Christian Barnard. So you dropped to zero, but it's so early. Pick again.
Medicine Man 800.
Dr. Dean Ornish is known for treating heart patients by limiting fat and cholesterol and managing this mental aspect. Nicole.
What is stress?
Yes.
Medicine Man 400.
Charles Richard Drew organized the first of these alliterative plasma storage programs. Sid.
What's a blood bank?
Right.
And then what happened for 400?
In 44 BC, this man became dictator for life and then had it ended by his political opponents. Chris?
It was Caesar.
Julius Caesar, yeah.
Then what happened 1200?
In 1876, Telegraph Company Western Union said this had too many problems and then within 2 years was trying to get into the business. Sid?
What's the telephone?
Yeah.
800, then what happened?
Atahualpa accepted an invite from a Spanish army in 1532. And then this empire fell after he was taken captive. Sid.
What is the Incas?
Correct.
And then what happened? 16.
Answer there. The other day.
Go 2,000.
All right. In 1846, he sued in Missouri State Court to be freed from slavery. And in 1857... the United States Supreme Court ruled against him.
Who is Dred Scott?
You are right. That bumps you up to 9,000.
Then what happened? 2,000.
Mounted French knights massed in force at this 1415 battle site and then learned the deadly power of English longbows. Sid.
What is Agincourt?
Yes.
Animal phrases, 400.
Pistol tells Falstaff in The Merry Wives of Windsor, "The world's mine this, which I with sword will open." Nicole.
What is an oyster?
Yes.
Actresses 400.
She's the superheroine portrayer seen here. Nicole.
Who is Godot?
Yes.
Actresses 800.
She proved hard to kill as Oren Ishii, also known as Cottonmouth in Kill Bill. Chris.
Who is Lucy Liu?
Yes, good for you.
Characters in Moby Dick, 400.
This obsessive captain shares his name with a biblical king of Israel. Chris.
Who is Ahab?
Ahab, right.
Moby Dick for 800.
Mrs. Hussey is an innkeeper who makes a delicious version of this New England soup. Chris.
What is clam chowder?
Correct.
Moby Dick for 12.
There once was a man from this Massachusetts port who signs up Ishmael and the others to the whaling voyage. Chris.
What is Nantucket?
Good.
Moby Dick 16.
Have a cup of coffee and name this first mate aboard the Pequod. Chris.
Who is Starbuck?
Yes.
Moby Dick 2000.
Tashtego and Dagu have this specific whaling job. Sid.
But are harpoonists.
Yes.
Alliterative actresses, 1200.
She voiced a superhero in The Incredibles and was blown up by a supervillain in Batman versus Superman. Sid.
Who is Holly Hunter?
Correct.
Actresses, 16.
30 years after her Children of a Lesser God Oscar, she received an award for her work for people with disabilities. And that Actress's name is Marley Matlin. Back to you, Sid.
Actresses 2000.
This one-time queen of the Indies found herself lost in space in 2018. Sid?
It was Parker Posey.
Correct.
Languages and dialects 400.
Maghribi and Gulf are two dialects of this widely spoken Middle Eastern language. Sid?
What is Arabic?
Yes.
Languages 800.
Although spoken in Spain, Galician is more closely related to this language from a bordering country. Chris?
What is Portugal?
Yes.
Languages and dialects for 12.
Amish people speak this stately two-word dialect. Nicole?
What is Pennsylvania Dutch?
Right.
1600 language and dialects.
One of the official languages of Afghanistan, Dari, is a dialect of this language of neighboring Iran. Chris?
What is Farsi?
Right.
Animal phrases for 8.
It's how one responds to the phrase, see you later, alligator. Nicole?
What is in a while, crocodile?
We'll accept that. And less than a minute now.
Dialects for 2000.
These displaced Muslim people from Myanmar speak a language similar to Bengali. Chris?
What is Rohingya?
Good.
Animal phrases 2000.
It means to stop acting like you're better than the rest of us. Take your feet out of the stirrups first. Nicole?
What is get off your high horse?
That's it.
1600 animal phrases.
A group of wicked people congregating together is called a nest of these snakes. Chris?
What are vipers?
Vipers, yeah. Great game. I hope it's just as great in final. Today's category? UN members. Think about that. Make your wagers. Back in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
Today's clue for you brought to you by the brain supplement Neuriva. On today's episode, Alex's tie is this color. The correct response? What is teal? Didn't notice?
The only way to get a plumber today, just call Man a Plumber.
Scammers preying on your coronavirus fears. Who they are disguising themselves as to take your money. And how to know if you're being targeted.
Plus, how this pandemic is actually helping home buyers save money.
Tonight at 10.
The Geico Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of, I have a flat tire, to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
Just before we get into final, we have a scoring change to announce, and it affects Chris, and it goes back to that clue about Galician more closely related to this language, and he responded Portugal instead of Portuguese. So we've had to penalize him. The scores are correct as they are now. The category for final is UN members, and this, players, is your clue. It incorporated the one country, two systems principle in its constitution in 1982 and put it into practice after a 1997 reunification. You have 30 seconds. Good luck to you. Let's start with you, Chris. You had 9,600, and you wrote down, what is China, and who is going to hire this PhD? Well, let's deal with the first part. You're correct. It is China. What did that do to your score? 7,001. That takes you into the lead with 16,601. You may not need anybody to hire you. Over to Nicole now. She had 9,800. Did she come up with China? No, she picked the Czech Republic instead, and that's wrong. And it'll cost her 6,801, dropping her down to 2,999. Our champion is Sid Katz. He's at 16,600, and he picked Germany. So he's not going to finish in the lead today. He loses 3,400. And Chris, congratulations. You're the new Jeopardy champion. Surprise, surprise. And you get to play again tomorrow. Right here. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by Chewy, where pet lovers shop.
Shop online at Chewy.
With Chewy.com, I know I'm getting an amazing deal on my pet's food.
At Chewy, you'll always find low prices on your favorite brands. Plus, you get fast free shipping.
I just found my dog's food for less than what I buy it in the store.
Start saving today at Chewy.
Asper Cream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Asper Cream works.